Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning from lovely South Florida, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Out of the night that covered me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever God may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloodied, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not, I'll straight the gate, I'll charge the punishment, the scroll. I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. That was a poem by William Ernest Henley called Invincible. And Invincible in Latin means undefeated. We are your hosts, the Palm Beach Life Planners, and we are a group of international masterminders. And I'd like to take a moment to introduce my fellow Palm Beach Life Planners, Dr. Betty Knighton of Emerge Publishing, preacher, teacher, and publisher. If there's a book in you, Dr. Betty can help you birth it. Sharon K. Jackson of the Latin Development Group, planner extraordinaire. Sharon can help you with any plans and issues you might have. And Anne McNeil, builder and founder of the International Masterminders Association. She is the master builder, helping us build bigger and better lives. And my name is Stephanie Ebanks of FMR Travel. I am the travel specialist, and I can help you make your travel dreams come true. Ladies, are you all with me on the line this morning?
Yes, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning. And is this Dr. Betty?
Yes.
Dr. Betty and Sharon, are you with us this morning?
Absolutely. This is Sharon.
Good morning, ladies. Hope this morning is treating you all well.
Yes, it is. Great morning.
It is a great morning in South Florida. Sun is shining, and you can't ask for a better day. The last time the Palm Beach Life Planners was on the air, we discussed the concept of thoughts are things. People spend the month of January developing and implementing New Year's resolutions. And during the month of January, the Palm Beach Life Planners have been discussing the process of changing this process to one that will have life-changing impact. I gave my testimony of transitioning from an island girl to a world traveler, and transforming that job into a business, assisting others see the world. Dr. Betty described her path from the bean field to the boardroom, and Anne McNeil told us of her transition from her job to being the first licensed female contractor in the state of Florida. Sharon Jackson with her host. Maybe we'll hear their story later. We each have read Think and Grow Rich and have patterned our lives after the changing truth in the book. Think and Grow Rich, along with the Bible, are two of the books that are the guiding light in our lives. And as we plan and go forward into a new year, we always make resolutions. And making a resolution, one of the ways to stick to that resolution besides using the Bible is to use the Bible of Think and Grow Rich. This book by Napoleon Hill can help you to learn the mastermind principles. And the mastermind principles are goal setting. We set goals in every area of our lives, and those areas can help you stick to your goals, whether they be losing weight, becoming richer, famous, whatever you desire in life. You have to have a roadmap. Nobody goes just gets in their car and just drive. We now have a navigation system. Most of us have a navigation system. And the navigation system will lead us to where we want to go, hopefully in the right direction. Sometimes it does steer us off a little off course, you know, because there are road detours along the way that they may not have picked up. But it will always find a way to reroute you back on to where you need to go. And that is what Think and Grow Rich is all about. It's a roadmap. It's a map to get you where you want to go, to help you to steer your course straight. And, of course, out of human nature, we will sometimes divert from that course. Dr. Betty, do you want to tell us about some of the facts and truth of TGR?
Thank you, Stephanie. There is a difference between facts and truth. Now, the fact is that there may be a statistic that says only a certain number of people will achieve this, or only a certain percentage of the people can do that, or a minute percentage of people will be successful in this. For example, leaving the bean field, going from the bean field to the boardroom, what's the percentage of people that will succeed in doing that? That's a statistic, okay? But then there are certain truths that we have to be aware of, and the truth that's stated in our book, Think and Grow Rich, on page 21, says that our brains become magnetized. First of all, let me say, though, that the poem that Stephanie recited as we started the show from William Ernest Henley, he told us that we are the master of our fate and the captain of our soul. But he didn't tell us why. He didn't tell us because we have the power to control our thoughts, we can become the master of our fate and the captain of our soul. So on page 21 in our book, it says that he should have told us that our brains become magnetized with the dominating thoughts we hold in our minds, and that by means which no one fully understands, these dominating thoughts, like magnets, attract to us the forces, the people, the circumstances of life which harmonize with the nature of our dominating thoughts. And that's why the program, the last time we did the program, we talked about thoughts of things. Thoughts are so, so very important, because what we allow to reside in our mind is essential to our success. It can affect our success or our failure based on the thoughts that harbor in our mind. So William Ernest Henley should have also told us that we can accumulate riches in great abundance. In order to do that, we must magnetize our minds with intense desire for riches. Now, desire is the first step towards accumulating riches. We must become money conscious until the desire for money drives us to create definite plans for acquiring it. And all that's found in Think and Grow Rich, page 21, and it becomes automatically, the more you read it, the more you internalize it, the more it has an impact on what you do. So those dominating thoughts that we allow to harbor in our minds, they're like magnets, and they attract to us things we need to accomplish what we want to accomplish. The forces, the people, all the circumstances of life which harmonize with the nature of our dominating thought. And that's regarding any area, family, health, finance, business. So it's very important to stay balanced, and that's why we set goals in every area of our lives. If I spend too much time focusing on making money, I can very well ignore my family or my spiritual life. So I need to be equally strong in all those areas. There always be an area that maybe dominates, but we shouldn't totally ignore an area in favor of another area. So it's very important that we stay balanced. That's why we do annual reports, annual assessments. What areas did I do well in last year? What area did I not do well in last year? And as I review my goals, accomplishments, and challenges of the past year, it was very clear what area I focused on and very clear what area I ignored. So sometimes it might appear that we're not achieving in an area. That's because we've expanded on another area. Maybe we created a new business, and that took away more time from some of the other areas. So it's just very important to stay balanced and reading, thinking, grow rich keeps us on target, but most of all, having this accountability group keeps us on target. So I know it might be time for a commercial break, but when we come back, we need to really talk about definiteness of purpose, because that's based on a burning desire. And desire, like I said, is the first step towards riches. Now, I noticed when I was doing my review, going through my annual report, I noticed an area that I read every day, but it wasn't really a part of my affirmations that I read with the group, but I read it every day, and they were desires in three areas: to do, to be, to have. And as I looked at that, I realized that I had actually accomplished some of those to be, to do, to have. So I thought, why not restate these desires in the form of goals and then create action plans for each one. And so I did that this past week, and I think it's going to be a really, really big help to me for this new year staying on target. So we can go to commercial break.
Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Palm Beach Life Planners. My name is Stephanie Ebanks, and we have Dr. Betty Knighton, Anne McNeil, and Sharon Jackson out with us this morning on the line. The poem I read at the start of the Blog Talk was called Invincus by William Ernest Henley. And at the age of 25, he wrote this poem from his hospital bed. The doctors told him that he would have to have both his legs amputated because he had contracted tuberculosis at a young age of 12, and that progressed to his lungs and to his feet. And in order to save his life, the doctors recommended that he have both his legs cut off, and he refused. He said they could take one leg to the knee, and he was going to keep that other leg. And he wrote this poem from his bed. And the Invincus stands for Latin for undefeated. Also, Nelson Mandela. This poem was very popular. Nelson Mandela used this poem while he was imprisoned on Robben Island for 27 years to motivate himself and his fellow prisoners. And so this poem speaks to us, you know, captain of our soul, master of our faith. You know, we are that. Nobody can steer the ship of our lives except us. Life is about self-mastery. Life is necessarily filled with challenges. And thank goodness, how boring it would be otherwise. But while we can't control the cards that we're dealt, we can control how we react to those events. Will those events give us strength? Will they give us wisdom? Will they teach us patience, perseverance? Will they give us empathy for others? You know, these are all questions that we answer in our lives as we go through our daily lives. You know, much can come from things that seem so bad. Sometimes things happen to us bad that are bad, and we're like, oh, this is it, I'm done, and we don't go on. Some people take their own lives, unfortunately, instead of looking at it as an opportunity to maybe go higher and farther and faster. Instead, they give up and quit, and you know, in the middle of life challenges, and that's not what life is about. Lord never promised us a smooth path. We're always going to face challenges, but as I said, it's how you react to those challenges that make the difference. But transforming life challenges into positive self-propellant takes self-mastery. Regardless of what life gives us, we must remember, I am the master of my fate, and I am the captain of my soul. You know, just a powerful, powerful poem from William Henry. And as we go forward, you know, also remember Dr. Betty talked about riches. Riches are not necessarily about money. And the Lord has charged us. Where our treasures are, there our heart is also. So don't get so caught up and focused on earning money that we forget about the other things in our life. That's why we mastermind. We mastermind so that we can live a balanced life, so that we're not just focused on money. We're focused on the spiritual. We're focused on the personal. We're focused on family. We're focused on recreation, having fun. We focus on being creative, learning about, you know, writing something. Just generally having fun. Creativity is fun. Recreation is fun. You know, we don't want it to be a stressor. We want it to be something that is relaxing, that helps us break up the challenges of our lives. You know, we're having challenges on our job, challenges on in our company, whatever those challenges are. Recreation and creativity, those are the points along the way that the rest break or the scenic break, you know, that we take as on our drive through our lives, that we stop a moment and look and recharge ourselves. Those are recharging stations. So as we go forward, I just want to ask Dr. Anne McNeil if she would give us talk to us about some of the new plans that you put in place, the minor change that kept you on health, family, and work on track. Anne, are you on the line at this moment?
Yes, good morning, Stephanie. Thank you so very much. Now, can you repeat the question so I can just make sure that I'm clear?
Well, you know, every year we do a review of our mastermind plan, of our goals and our plans. And so can you just generally tell us what you did when you did your review, and maybe talk about how you've increased your public speaking, about your consulting? Just give us a little general review about how, when you review your mastermind plan, what you see in it, what changes you need to make, or what goals you've accomplished that you didn't even realize you've accomplished over the years.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. I was reviewing our subject for today, and thank you so very much, Sharon Jackson, for your leadership and direction for Palm Beach Life Planners in the blog talk, because the question that Stephanie is asking really relates to something Betty talked about. We talk about whatever our purpose is and our dreams and our goals, and our mission tied to our affirmation, which is tied to our action steps. on a daily basis and how we're going to achieve those things. And they all are actually strategically connected. And so for me, as I reviewed my accomplishments from last year, and then I looked at what was I affirming on a regular basis, may not necessarily be every single day, but definitely on a weekly basis as we mastermind as a group of Palm Beach Life Planners using the book Think and Grow Rich as a foundation, I began to realize the same thing that Betty realized and many of us realize, and that is we can be very busy every day doing different things that may not directly or even indirectly relate to what we claim we want to aspire to do based upon what we've written, which is one of the reasons why it's very important that we review on a regular basis our affirmation and then make sure that our steps are tied to the affirmation. And on page 13, we, in the book Think and Grow Rich, is a part of the introduction, we read a story talking about a guy by the name of Darby who had stopped three feet from goal because of the lack of persistence to pursue that definite purpose. So one of the things that I found in going through my annual report is that my financial area, and I think somebody made a statement earlier on the call, that it's not just about the money. And I would like to encourage us to consider the fact that the money helps the other things become possible. And so as we focus on where is the money as relates to the different areas of our life, let's start with tithing, and I'll do my own life. My desire, my affirmation is to tie the percentage of my income. If my income is small, my percentage of my tithe is the same, but the amount that I am actually giving is less because my base is less. If my income is greater, my percentage is still the same, but my giving is greater. Now, of course, we know the story of the woman of the mite that gave a little, and her little was bigger than most people's lot because it was the purpose from her heart that she gave. But for me this year, one of my major aha moments, to go to your question, Stephanie, was when I reviewed everything I owned materially, financially, looking at my personal portfolio. And the reason that becomes so very important for me is because as I get older, my energy to produce gets lesser and lesser. So when we talk about retirement and we talk about saving and we talk about a portfolio, my ability to earn begins to decrease because of my energy is decreasing, if you will, versus when I was in my 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, if you will. So my point is, as I looked at my portfolio, I realized that I had not properly been managing my finances in the last 3 to 5 years as I had done in previous years when I was strongly involved in investment club and really managing and just looking at what I own and where it is and how it's performing. And so I want to just encourage all of our listeners that as you mastermind the different areas of your life, and that's what we're discussing today on this radio show, look at every single area of your life in balance and invest some time, energy, and some resources in having people to hold you accountable in every different area of your life. So Sharon, Stephanie, I'm sorry. I hope that begins to answer the question. But for me, that was my aha moment going to your question about what kinds of, for my areas, family is very important. And so we have the different areas. We've heard those on the Blog Talk commercial. But the aha moment for me in my accountability masterminding with the group was really looking at my financial area and realizing that I really am not paying as close attention as I should to my 401k and all of those different areas. Thank you.
And Stephanie, if you don't mind, I'd like to back up a second. You know, I love your story of how you came across Think and Grow Rich and how you founded the IMA, International Mastermind Association. And I think your story is so apropos for what we're discussing in for the month of January in terms of making resolutions and changing our lives as we go forward. Not that you have to start in January. You can start at any point during the year. But I think it's so apropos. And if you wouldn't mind, would you mind telling us that story again? I can listen to it a million times and never get tired of hearing it because it's just so inspiring.
Okay, can I do that after the commercial, if you don't mind?
Sure, no problem. Thank you so much. That would be wonderful. You know, we're going to keep going forward, and then we'll come back to hear Anne's wonderful story of how she discovered Think and Grow Rich and how it motivated her to start the International Mastermind Association organization that we've all benefited from so greatly and has helped us all to move forward and help us build bigger and better lives. That is why she's called the Master Builder. So as we go to the next commercial, we'll be right back to hear Anne McNeil, our founder, tell us her wonderful story.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
And good morning. We are back. And Anne, are you ready to share with us your wonderful story of Think and Grow Rich, discovering Think and Grow Rich and how it impelled you to build the International Masterminders Association? I know I find it inspiring, and I love to hear you tell that story.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so very much for the invitation. And sometimes I wonder if I found the book or if the book found me. Because what we've learned through the book is that that which we're seeking is seeking us. And at a very, very early part of my life, I realized that I needed to do something different as it relates to having a better quality of life in the financial area of my life, but I just did not know how. So at 9 p.m. on December 31st, 1979, I picked up the book, Think and Grow Rich, and decided to read it while my husband and my friends, this is New Year's night, decided to go out and celebrate the coming of the new year. I decided to stay home alone and read a book. So, you know, I had a very exciting life to make that choice. And little did I know, it would end up being a lifelong journey. But as I began to read the book, Stephanie, the book began to read me. And Napoleon Hill asked me he called it the six steps to riches that I know it to be called now. But the first question he asked me in the book was how much money did I want? And I, in the top of my mind, of course, I thought about a number, and that number was $1,000. And the second question he asked me was what would I do in return for the money? And, you know, not knowing any better, I said that I would save the money. The third question he asked me was establish a definite date that I intended to possess the money that I desired. So I thought in my mind, I said, well, you know, this is December 31st, 1979. A year from today would be good. So I set a date in my mind, of course, December 31st, 1980. The fourth question he asked me was to create a definite plan for carrying out my desire and to begin at once, whether I was ready or not, to put this plan into action. So I began to think about the number, which was $1,000. So I looked at how much I made. And in my mind, I did the math. I make this much, I spend this much, I got a negative number. So I said, that cannot be right. So, of course, I took out a sheet of paper and I did the math. I make this much, I spend this money, and this much, I got a negative number that was bigger. I said, this cannot be right. So I took out a calculator and I went through the math again. Make this much, spend this much, that negative number was bigger. I said, this cannot possibly be right. So I decided that night, that moment, to go and pull out my 11 months of canceled checks, because this was December, so I had from January to November canceled checks. And I got a spreadsheet, and on that sheet I wrote out a number of columns, and the columns covered, the date that I wrote the check number, the amount, the payee, and then across the top I put the categories, whether it was for, my mortgage or, the different bills, your utilities and those kinds of things. And so January, I did the math. I make this much, I spend this much, I got a negative number. I went to February. I went to March. And I don't need to go on, but we can use a figment of your imagination. And every month, that negative number was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I had never in my young adult life stopped and took the time to look at where I was in my financial area. Now, of course, we do the math in our mind all the time. We know when we're in debt, at least I do know. But seldom do we actually sit down and write a plan. So the question was, how will I save the $1,000? So I realized I could not do it with my job, which is still in by now the fourth question that he asked. So I realized at that moment that I had to do something different. So I sat there and I came up with a lot of different ideas. Maybe if I got a part-time job, but then I realized if I did that, the child care and gas and all of those in minimum wage, we're talking about 1979, I would be paying for the privilege of working a part-time job after my full-time job. And I realized for the first time in my life that I had been climbing that ladder of success only to find it leaning against the wrong wall for me. And that night I had to come down and realize that I had to do something different. So I sat there and I just continued to try to make the numbers work. And then at 4:00 in the morning, the door opens and my husband and friends are just coming in and I'm sitting there crying. And of course he thought it was over him. But the reality is that I was crying because I was hopeless and I had not realized a way to not just save $1,000, I had not realized a way to get out of debt. And so for me, that night was a turning point in my life, and I made a decision that night that I was going to do something different. So the following morning, I got up and I continued to read the book as that book continued to read me. And I came upon the chapter that described creating a mastermind group of individuals of like mind and like spirited who will hold you accountable as you hold them accountable to achieve your life goals. And so, and he called it your definite chief purpose. And my purpose at that point was to save $1,000 a year. So let me now fast forward the story. 30 years later, the process of utilizing the book, we have formed the International Mastermind Association. But for me personally, 30 years later, I am the first African-American female contractor in my state of Florida, operating at the level of construction that we do, now having created with a group of friends, the International Mastermind Association, many groups, but equally as important, we also created many investment clubs out of this process. And so my personal goal now, going back to the goal of $1,000, I did, get out of debt. We did save $1,000 a year. and then we moved to saving $1,000 a month. And my goal now is to save $1,000 a week. And so utilizing the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, along with the International Mastermind Association and the Palm Beach Life Planners and many other mastermind groups all over the world that use this book, whether they're members of our organization or not, is not the only way, Stephanie, but for many of us, we have found it to be a way. And like Sharon and many of us espoused, every time we read the book, we see different things, not just in the book, but also in ourselves, because we're different as we continue to grow. So I hope that begins to answer the question in terms of Sharon's story. Thank you.
Bravo, bravo. Thank you, Anne. That is a wonderful story, and I love it. I love to listen to it. I can hear it every time, and it just inspires me and motivates me, just like the book Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich book, because every one of us finds herself in similar circumstances, whether it's over money, whether it's over her family, our lives. You know, we wake up one morning and we're looking around and realize our lives are out of balance. We may have money, but our family is not happy, or kids are not happy, or kids are not succeeding, or let me change that from kids to children, are not succeeding. You know, our husbands, we're not connecting. So whatever it is in your life that's in disconnect or out of proportion, this story tells us that there is a way to get back into that groove, into sync in our lives. And that is what Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, is all about. That is why we use it. That's our second Bible, you know, behind the good book of the Lord, that we use to help build her lives, to help put it back in sync, to help it be richer and more fuller, and to help us achieve those things that which we long for, whether it's happiness, whether it's money, whether it's the good job, whatever it is, it can help you. But it won't help you if you read it and don't put it into practice. We can reread a million books. We can read Think and Grow Rich a million times. But if we don't implement, the thing about Anne is she implemented. She read it. She could have said, oh, my God, my situation is hopeless. I have no way to make this money. And I don't care what Napoleon Hill says. I can't do this. But she didn't take that track. She went ahead, full steam ahead, and implemented it. And now she is the first African-American builder in the state of Florida. And that didn't happen overnight. It takes persistence. Another chapter in Napoleon's book, Persistence. So as we continue on, we have not heard from our inimitable leader, Ms. Sharon Jackson. Sharon, can you tell us a little bit about the dangers of becoming a list maker and disguising it as implement goals that will help us, our listeners, to understand what it is we're doing when we talk about making goals?
Absolutely. You know, I heard Betty say it earlier, but it bears repeating again, that definite of purpose, and you know, what we do is based on definiteness of purpose, and Anne talked about that. But definiteness of purpose, creating goals, you know, people do that every year. Remember, people do New Year's resolutions. I'm going to lose 25 pounds. I'm going to find a new job. I'm going to, you know, do this, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to be a better father. But you know what? If that's not your burning desire, you're going to probably fall off the mark by the second week in February. And that's what Anne was talking about. You have to decide, take that inward moment and start finding out what is your burning desire. You know, when I was a young planner, you know, there were some things that I said, okay, what am I good at? I am a pretty good speaker. I get up, and usually if I'm speaking before the city council, before I speak before the county board, or wherever I've been, I have come off and usually not been afraid. The funny part about that is that I tell people, you know what? I was Andrew Jackson's daughter. and Andrew Jackson would melt the heart of a hard man. So if you can come up under Andrew Jackson, you can stand before anybody. And so I was an okay public speaker. What I was not was a good writer, and that became my burning desire. Now, what did I do? I started reading. I started finding other people. And this is one of the things, when you listen to Anne speak, and this is why accountability groups are so awesome. It's not just that there are people that keep you on track. You listen to other people's stories. How did they do it? What did they do? I found mentors. Anne had mentors. I listened to Betty. Betty had mentors. They each developed different ways of getting things done. And so you start finding your own ways of getting things done. And eventually my writing changed to the point that I'm a relatively good writer, a good speaker. That's a good combination. So what are your burning desires? It's easier to stay on course when you're doing something that you have a burning desire to do. Muhammad Ali, during one of his, big bouts, says, I hate training. But you know what? It's easier to get ready when you stay ready. And that's the reason, that's what makes Anne, and that's what makes Betty, and that's what makes you successful all the time. You stay ready. Now, one of the things that Anne just talked about, you know, what she did and what she found out that was big. Again, this came out in our accountability sessions. It's not just Anne. I hear Betty doing it, and I hear you, and all of us do it. We review our week regularly. What did we do well? What did we do not do so well? And what can we incrementally do to make things change? In our health, it doesn't have to be big. It can be one or two small things that will change the outcome. What about our finances? It doesn't have to be big. It could be, you know, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to cut out the pop. I'm going to cut out, you know, this. I'm going to cut out that. If it is our family, I was so impacted by listening to Anne. And one of her daughters posted on Facebook, my mom is awesome, just by the little things that she did to show love. By Betty's family, just by the little things they did to show love. Betty's big chief. She's not big chief just because she's big, because she's a little tiny woman. She's big chief because she has big love, and she shows it. A lot of wisdom, and she shows it. You know, so it's the little things that you incrementally do and change during the week to get a better outcome for the next week. It's the things that you do, because we do a review monthly, it's for the better next month. What you say and what you do is the life that you're going to live the next month, the next year. And if you don't make those changes, it could be for a lifetime. So I don't want to ramble, and that's pretty much it. And if you have something else for me to say, I will respond.
Thank you so much, Sharon, for your insight and wisdom. And we want to thank Betty as well and everyone on the call and all the Palm Beach Life Planners for their wisdom and, you know, for sharing their story and helping us and helping each of us to grow. We go to our next commercial and we'll be back to wrap up and end our January on a positive note.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and welcome back. We are in the last 15 minutes of the show, and we just want to remind everyone that you can raise your hands and make a comment or ask a question if you like by pressing 1 on your keypad, and we'll be happy to take your questions. We're going to continue on, and we're going to talk. We're talking about Think and Grow Rich. My name is Stephanie Ebanks, and you're on Blog Talk Radio with the Palm Beach Life Planners. We have Dr. Betty Knighton, Sharon Jackson, and Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Bitter and Better Lives. And we're just talking about, you know, the failure and success and how that can we can turn those minor and small defeats into big success. You know, we make plans every year, every new year we go ahead and make plans and resolutions, and they say most resolutions are we forget about them in the first week of the new year. By the end of January, they've gone by the wayside. So we're just talking about how we can continue on, how we can make that resolution and take it from not only from year one, but year two, year three, year four. 30 years later, you know, that resolution is continuing to grow bigger and better. As we heard from Ann McNeil, she went from wanting to earn $1,000 a year to now, 30 years later, wanting to earn $1,000 a week. She has met that resolution and has exceeded it. And so we are talking about how to do that, how to go from strength to strength. And ladies, if you want to chime in and let us know about some other books that you have read that have helped to help you stay the course, I know Napoleon Hill's book is wonderful, but there are also other books out there that are very helpful that can help you stay the course and maintain and get to where you want to go. So anyone, Ann, Betty, Sharon, anyone want to chime in and tell us about other books that they've read that have helped them in addition to Think and Grow Rich?
Stephanie, this is Sharon. I'll go first.
Hi,
first pause. Listen, yes, last year I read two books. This and one was Prosperity. It was, I read it, Ann and I read it about the same time, and it was awesome in terms of changing thought patterns. And the other thing, the reason why I read it, is because in the shows we have interviewed other very successful people that were successful not only in their businesses and in their families. They also said they read the book Prosperity. And that changed my mindset. It was just an awesome, awesome book. The second book that I read was Dreaming with God. And, you know, you talked, well, Dreaming with God. And it really opened up my life in a lot of different ways. And again, the reason why I heard and decided to read it is because how many times I heard on the show people that have been successful in real estate, people that have been successful in other different businesses said that they had read Dreaming with God. It may open up the heavens in terms of making their dreams bigger and more clear. And the thing is, it gave them bigger goals. You know, we can fall into, and this is one of the things that I was supposed to say when I was on the last time, you have to guard against being a list maker. In trying to make sure things happen, you can become a list maker, and it takes you away from being a dreamer. You know, it helps you get together things that have to be done. And, yeah, we have to be careful of our time. But you also have to be careful not to take the step in to becoming a list maker. Anyway, Prosperity, excellent book, 4 stars.
All right. Thank you, Sharon.
All
right, Sharon. I know Anne and Betty are both prolific journalers. Would either one of you like to tell us why you journal and how you journal?
Stephanie, this is Betty. I love to journal, and I journal early in the morning because it sort of sets the tone for the day. Whatever's on my mind, I write it. It doesn't have to be anything specific, but whatever is on my mind at the time, I write it down. And it's interesting when sometimes when I'm flipping through my journals, I have stacks and stacks of journals that I've written in over the years. And it's good to go back and say, where was I at this point last year? Am I further along or what? Am I in the same place? Because you'd be surprised how your thoughts run sometimes. And it's good to go back and review where you were in terms of what you were thinking and what your mindset was a year ago, 2 years ago, and how you have improved, or in some cases, in some areas, you may have stayed the same. But I think journaling is very important. And to someone who wants to be a writer, who wants to be an author, sometimes a book is based on things you've journaled about in the past. For me, journaling began when I was working in corporate America, and I would come home frustrated and upset, and I had to just get things out. So I just bought a 3-ring binder and put some notebook paper in it. And I would just come home and write, and get my feelings out on paper so I wouldn't have them all closed in. And that's really how I started journaling. And sometimes things will make clearer when you put them on paper.
And for you, Anne, how about you on journaling? What does that do for you, and how does that work for you?
Well, thank you, Stephanie, Sharon, and Betty. For me, the question, unlike Betty, I wish I had started journaling when Betty and I worked actually together, and over the years have come back to the same point about the journaling. I found a way, I desired to journal, and found Julia Cameron's book that talked about the artist way, and her book showed up in my life in the span of 7 days, 3 times, and I knew that I had to get the book. Did not know it was about journaling, and so once I got the book, realized that she explained the morning pages, which she calls them, and I now call it an artist date with artist date. I call it a date with myself, my daily date with myself. That's what I call my journaling. And like Betty, I journal very early in the morning upon rising, usually about 4. And what Julia Cameron suggests in her writings is that her morning pages consist of 3 pages, not 2, not 5, not 4, but 3 pages, whatever is on top of mind. And so for me, it took a while to get really in the habit of stopping, because I found myself, I could sit for 2 hours, actually. And the mind is racing all the things that happened yesterday, the things that I need to do today, and what about tomorrow. And so over the years of journaling, like Betty said, I found it as a way to relieve, release, respond, report, renew, revise different areas of my life. And so now I'm learning also to focus my thinking. First, I get the thoughts out. Now that allows me to be prepared to pray and to read my Bible. But also I'm learning as I journal to journal specific areas of my life in terms of the thoughts that I have in those areas. And just like with Betty, I have volumes and volumes for years and years. I don't go back, though. I put it on the page and I leave it, but seldom do I ever really go back. But I find it to be very helpful in every area of my life, especially just releasing the thoughts on the top of my mind. And one last thing I'd like to say about journaling that I'm really experiencing this week, and that is something that I call, we've read about it, it's called the Muse, M-U-S-E or M-U-Z-E, whatever way you want to spell it. And I read a book many years ago that the Muse is like a thought that comes. And when that thought comes, you need to record it quickly. because if you don't record it very quickly, it's gone, and it's gone forever. And oftentimes the muse will only come once, and you can't recapture it, you can't grasp it. And what I'm beginning to realize that as I journal, as thoughts come, even in the middle of another thought, I should not try to finish that first thought, but capture the next thought and the next thought and the next thought. Because once I capture the initial essence of that thought, I can always go back and build on it once I've write it down. But if I don't write it down, I can't go back. And so as I continue to journal, I'm learning a lot more about myself in that journaling. So those are my thoughts on journaling. Thank you.
And is there a reason why you don't go back? I know Betty said she go back and review. Is there a reason why you don't go back?
I just don't. No reason, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. I know somebody else was trying to say something. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, okay.
Betty?
What I find, Stephanie, I call mm-hmm. journaling, and especially when I'm coaching clients, I like to suggest to people, you know, I look at journaling almost, you know, when you think about what's one of the first things you do in the morning. Most people say, you know, I go out and do all of these things. But a lot of us, so the first thing we do oftentimes is we go to the bathroom. And we go to the bathroom and relieve ourselves physically. And for me, journaling is a way of relieving myself on the page. Now, what I've started to do in the back of my journal, I do a chronological recording of ideas. Now I go back to the ideas in terms of what I write. I don't go back to the journaling of what I've written. So I actually wrote my own journaling book that then published it for me. But it covers, you know, the first thoughts, and then what am I thankful for? What am I grateful for? What ideas do I have? Because I also found, and I know we're approaching the close, we can go over a couple of minutes on the show, but what I also found, Stephanie, Betty, and Sharon, is that I would ask for things of God that I wanted, like Betty said, to do, to be, to have. And I found that in my journaling, I would continue to ask, but seldom did I realize to go back and give thanks for what he had given me of what I asked. So one of the things, categories in my journaling that I added, and this is also in my journal book, A Date with Myself, I added a category called the things that I'm thankful and grateful for in terms of going back and just thanking God for what he has given me that I prayed and asked for, but I just continue to ask and to ask and to ask. So that's just one of the things mm-hmm. that I record. But no, I seldom, if ever, go back. Just no particular reason why.
As you know, we're coming to a close. Would you like to give a
right.
quick introduction of your boot camp that you have coming up this year or anything like that? Are you...
Well, of course, and we can, you know, the show, we can continue a couple of minutes after the show, if we do go over, so that's not a big problem. But thank you for the opportunity to share. Yes, every year, the first Thursday of the month of November, first Thursday in November, I do an executive, entrepreneurial, and professional women's boot camp. And it is on an island for 3 days for only 10 women. And we do strategic planning of our lives and many of the things that we've discussed. But it is just one place to go to be held accountable for your life. And I like to call it a tribe, if you will. But thank you so very much. And that is in Palm Beach Gardens, Riviera Beach, the Marriott, Singer Island Marriott. But the information can be found on my website at annmcneill.com. That's www.annmcneill.com. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And the Palm Beach Life Planners won't be back until March. And we'll be continue discussing Think, Grow, and Grow Rich and some other aspects of our lives. Stay tuned next month for Havala Malone as she continue our series on Think, Grow, Rich and Napoleon Hill. I leave you with this. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.